Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful Saturday in Kentucky. And the only thing that dampens our spirits these days is COVID-19 and the fact that we're not sitting over at Keno and eating a corned beef sandwich and a bowl of burgoo. And, you know, I'm just reminiscing of how great that is. Joining me is my great friend Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, welcome back.
Gino, great talking to you again. We want to remind the folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Now, listen, the governor and all of our health officials have asked us on this beautiful weekend to stay safe at home. So certainly, if you and I are anything, we are compliant. And so by doing that, though, we can go ahead and we can still enjoy the sport that we love so much. And our feature this week is with the Derby being pushed back. So, too, was the Arkansas Derby being pushed back, which means that the Oaklawn Invitational has now become the Oaklawn Stakes. And I think you got to feel the 13 3-year-olds trying to get one of three automatic berths into the Arkansas Derby. Did I get all that right?
You got all that right, my friend. Well, good juggling on your part. We're doing everything this year for a first, and the fact is that many think the Arkansas Derby, which has now been moved to the first Saturday in May, may end up being a split division race. I mean, that could be that so many horses that are still looking for spots, trying to find the right location. So these three spots, these automatic berths into the Arkansas Derby by virtue of winning and hitting the board in the Oaklawn Stakes today, Buzzy, becomes really important. And it's really a nice race. It's really shaping up to be a very competitive field of three-year-old colts. I think it's going to be an interesting race to watch, an interesting race to bet, and it could give us a hint or two about who to really kind of key on as we move through this, season of interesting developments.
Yes. So give me your kind of 30,000-foot view of this field before you bore in on how you might play.
Yeah, there's really several things, Buzzy. One, Bathan is a horse that is only going to be making his second start since winning the Saratoga Special last year as a 2-year-old. So he ran well on his 2020 debut. So you're looking for that horse to take a step forward. And then you got a horse like Thousand Words, who's owned by the Albaugh family but trained by Bob Baffert. Really kind of one of Baffert's leading contenders until he just threw a clunker in the San Felipe. I think probably was a little too forwardly placed if you ask Baffert and that. So you got that horse who is really kind of trying to bounce back. You're hoping Basin doesn't bounce, and now you're hoping this horse kind of bounces back. And then you got a couple of interesting horses like Something Natural, a 3-year-old in the Brad Cox barn, a teammate, if you will, of Bell's, Wells Biden, coming out of Turfway Park. For the heck, for an interesting plug there. But, an interesting move there. It's really going to be an interesting field of horses, Buzzy. And it makes for an interesting race.
Okay, so that brings us to the part of the program each and every week. Yes, it's interesting, but with this kind of balance and everything, how do you play it?
Yeah, and I think that's a key word. How do you play it? I really think that I kid on a couple of the horses that I really like, and then there's a couple of longer shots that I'm going to use. I'm really looking forward to Faison, who ran third in the Rebel Stakes, ran behind that doll in that race. He had no shot in that race, but he was coming off a huge layoff, and so you just didn't expect him to be right up to that caliber. But if he takes a step forward, and I think he will for trainer Steve Asmussen, looking for a big performance out of him, a son of Liam's Map. But that's a little suspect for me as we get to, into these distance races. But Basin is a horse that I really like. The horse that I'm really going to use, though, is Thousand Words. I really think he's much better than his last race for San Felipe. I think the odds will slide up on him. When Baffert ships from California to Arkansas, he does so with a serious degree of credibility.
Confidence.
And I think this horse's odds are going to be a little higher than they should or would have been otherwise. I really think Thousand Works will be my key play. There's a horse in here that I am going to use in addition. I mentioned something natural. I am going to use something natural underneath those two. But there's a horse in here, two things I want to note. Mr. Big News is a horse. He tailed off in form in the Risen Star after racing, in really October. He's trained by Brett Calhoun. He got a freshening. I really love the pedigree. I think his numbers are really going to love the distance ground. I look for a bigger effort out of Mr. Big News, who I think will be a huge price. I am going to use something natural, just because I think Brad Cox is so good at what he does, and he got Wells Bayou not only to win at Oakland, but went over and won the Louisiana Derby with him. I want to use those two underneath my key horses being Basin and Thousand Words. But here's a horse I'm going to give you, Buzz. If it shows up muddy, only if it shows up rainy and muddy.
Yeah,
13 Gold Street is a horse I think you've got to use if it shows up a little bit wet on the track. He ran three in a row over a muddy track, won the Smarty Jones to start the Oakland season over a muddy track. If it turns up wet, you got to throw him in the mix. But I really like Thousand Works to bounce back and have a big effort this afternoon in the Oakland Stakes, President.
And, guys, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks for Oaklawn today and everywhere else that racing is taking place. You can get all those picks at thepressboxlps.com. You can go there and you can keep up with the progress that is being made at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Everything you want to know about what's going on in racing, you can find it at thepressboxlps.com. And the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend, staying safe at home, winning profusely, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend, and once we get on the other side of this pandemic and very serious and terrible situation, you and I are going to not practice any more social distancing. We're going to share a hug and thank the good Lord above for protecting yours and mine and everybody else. And let's just get to the other side of this rainbow.
Amen, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend.